ABC Radio Australia.
A PNG economist says the country stands to lose as much as $1 billion this year as one of its biggest mines, Porgera, stands idle. Its operations shut down and thousands of workers have been made redundant by the company Barrick Nugini after the PNG government cancelled its mining lease earlier this year. The PNG government is being urged to act quickly and reopen the mine, but who would operate it remains an outstanding question. Meanwhile, there are fears that illegal miners have been accessing restricted parts of the mine in search of gold and may destroy or even loot valuable assets. Bethany Harriman has more from Port Moresby.
Joshua Yako is a local landowner and lives in the small mining township of Porgera in PNG's Enga province. He used to work for Barrick Nugini Limited, which had been the mine's operator until earlier this year, when the PNG government refused to extend the company's mining lease. Joshua's job had been to stop illegal miners accessing the mine, but he was one of the thousands recently made redundant. Now that the mine isn't operating, he says people have already broken in looking for gold near the crushers, which had been left by Barrick.
Go and sell off. Check me.
They are now going into the mill area, right at the crusher where the gold is taken out. Two times I got cross to them. I have met with the police. There is a manpower shortage. What are we going to do?
Manpower is short now. Maybe I can make one.
Photos of men, women and even children moving over waste rock looking for gold were recently shared on social media Facebook. It sparked discussions online, raising concerns about the safety of assets within the mine premises, as well as of the illegal miners themselves. Local security forces have told Pacific Beat they are still monitoring the site. Joshua Yako says the PNG government must act quickly to get the mine restarted.
We cannot delay. Government mustn't delay. Give the license to Barrick, or if the government wants to get it, or give it to another developer. Make the moves quickly and we can complete the deal quickly. If we do this, all assets, including the mill, will be in good condition and the mine will continue.
Barrick has confirmed that a group of people tried to enter the mine site last week, but it says it is now secure. The company stopped its operations earlier this year after the PNG government refused to renew Barrick's special mining lease. It is now challenging that in court. More than 2,600 local workers have already lost their jobs. Small businesses operating in the Porgera township are also facing closure, and some have stopped altogether. Prime Minister James Marape has previously said he wanted to see a transitional period before the state would, quote, enter into owning and operating the mine. But Mr. Marape is so far remaining relatively quiet on what will happen next, saying he can't comment as the matter is before court. But he did write on Facebook last week that there would be short-term pain for long-term gain. His predecessor, Peter O'Neill, is accusing the Marape government of making a bad decision that he claims is costing the country around 100 million kina a month. And it was a lucrative mine for PNG, contributing to about 10% of PNG's total exports.
The economy has got a big hole in it at the moment, but the revenue to the government has also got a big hole in it, as well as the revenue, of course, to the provincial government and Porgera Development Authority and so on.
Economist Paul Barker, who heads up the PNG Institute of National Affairs, estimates the country's economy will lose around $1 billion Australian dollars in revenue. He says that includes taxes, royalties and social responsibility programs Barrick would have contributed.
In terms of taxes, it paid something like 370 million kinas worth of taxes. So previous year it had been substantially less than that, but as gold prices had picked up and production had picked up, its tax contribution to the economy had also grown.
Mr. Barker says it's an unfortunate time for PNG to have the mine closed.
One can recover from things to some extent, but this is causing a major hurt because it is revenue, as I say, not loans. And this is a year where we're borrowing very heavily, particularly because of the cost of COVID and because
much of the rest of the economy has been substantially deflated.
Meanwhile, Peter O'Neill has also warned that the state is exposed to billions of dollars in potential damages payout to Barrick if they lose the case in court.